For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team had a thrilling come-from-behind win last week at home. We'll head on the road to Minnesota Duluth this weekend, joined by Malik Williams, a senior wide receiver for the Beavers. Two touchdowns, including the game winner last week. Congrats.
Thank you.
It's 2 weeks in a row now you've had two touchdowns, so four in the last 2 weeks. How badly, as an offense, did you just need a spark last week in the second half?
We needed it hugely, man. I just felt like in the first half, it was just like our mistakes that was hurting us. So in the second half, we just knew if we put the first half behind us and played Beaver football, we would be fine.
Take the fans into the halftime speech from the coaches. How fiery was that speech?
Oh, it was pretty fiery. Like it was mainly the offensive coach at first talking to the offense, telling us how we got to be better with the drop passes, fumbles, missed assignments, and stuff like that. And then once we got the whole team together, Coach Boatty laid it on us too.
So on that game-winning touchdown drive, prior to your catch, there were seven straight runs. I don't know if all of those were called as runs from the sideline or not, but as a wide receiver, come crunch time, you want the ball in your hands. What was it like, seven straight runs?
It was great. I thought like the run was working, so why go away from it? And we needed to use some clock, and we was picking up a lot of yards, so we just stuck with it.
Let's go back to the CSP game. You had two 75-yard touchdown catches. Having one of those in a game is rare. What was it like having two of them?
All right. I don't know. It was just coach called my name, my number, and I just went and made a play. It's not – obviously, we don't do 75-yard plays in practice, but I just felt like the preparation I put in during the week just shows on Saturdays.
You guys on both sides of the ball have just been decimated by injuries this year. It's cliche, but you guys do have a next man up mentality.
Yeah.
How much do you trust that next guy based on seeing him in practice all the time?
100%. I trust him. I would say with my life, but I trust him a lot. Like, just from throughout fall camp, people proving themselves over and over. And now when somewhere in this time actually go in the game and they produce, I just know that I could trust them.
It has been a long time since the Beavers knocked off the Bulldogs. Do you guys have a mentality of this is our year, it's our turn to win?
Yes. That's been the talk really all year. Like, we weren't looking past people and stuff, but a lot of people circuit this game and knew what we had to bring to actually become a historic team. Because it's been a while since we actually beat the Bulldogs.
You guys still have the opportunity for some postseason play, but you got to win each week. Is there added pressure knowing that you can't have a slip up again?
I wouldn't say pressure, but it just makes us focus more. Like, we already dropped two, and if we think we could drop another one to make the playoffs, that won't be likely. So we just know every week opponent that we just got to come out with a W.
You're from Florida. You started your collegiate career, Northland Community College up in Thief River.
Yeah.
You come here, you take a medical redshirt your first year at BSU. Then you play a year, your first team all-conference, and then COVID comes and you guys sit around for a year.
Yeah.
What's this journey been like and all the starts and stops in your playing career?
It's been, I don't want to say up and down, but the COVID year was like pretty tough because I've thought about just being done at that point, but a lot of the seniors said they was going to stick it out, so I stuck with it. But the medical, that was, I don't know, I just felt like it was a part of the game, so I was fine with it. Coming from Florida, I just love football, so it didn't really matter how far it took me, so I was happy with it.
What do you want to do once your playing days are done?
I might go into coaching, either coaching or probably teaching.
That works too. Best of luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.